The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 8:40 on this Tuesday morning. You know, I think a lot of us have this preconceived notion of what it's like to be an Army soldier, and it's that's all, you know, it's a very one-dimensional thing. That's what your whole life is. And a lot of people, I think, may reconsider a career in the military, thinking, well, I don't want to have to give up my hobbies and my passions in life. And that's certainly not true as we meet our next guest. She is Command Sergeant Major Yohani Ortega. And we talked about this during National Arts and Humanities Month here in October. Yohani is an Army soldier and also a published author, and talked a little bit about balancing Army and literary careers and how life as a soldier continues to inspire her writing. Yohani, good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How did these two careers sort of intersect, being a soldier and a published author? Which came first, and how did you get into each of these careers?
Well, the Army came first. I joined the Army at 16. I really saw my recruiter as the golden ticket to get out of where I was at and bring me that structure, right? The Army gave me that structure, those skills that I needed, so that way I can learn the things that will propel me to be able to pursue this passion that I've had since I was little of reading and writing books. So that's how it started.
So being an author is something you wanted from the beginning, but the path to that you saw was a career in the military.
Yes, because I needed to ground myself in really understanding life, being a productive member of society, right, and my community. And I wasn't there with what I had at home. And I saw the Army as a way to learn those things, really to structure me in a way that I can produce the things that I want to produce. So it was a win-win situation, really.
Do you find it challenging to balance these two careers, being a soldier and an author?
So thankfully, the Army gave me the skills to be able to do that. So it's not challenging per se that it is difficult. It's challenging per se that it helps me to find new ways to pursue my career in the Army and pursue my career as an author. So I just really use everything that I've been taught as a logistics specialist to be able to track, you know, what I do in the Army and what I do to publish books and just see everything through completion and find the time to do it in my day.
Has your Army career inspired some of the things that you write about? Do you write about some of the experiences you've had as a soldier?
For sure, yes. I wrote a military thriller, really. And that came about while I was in Fort Hood, Texas. So that environment right there really inspired what I wrote there in that novel. And that's what I find, is that the various places that I visit, the people, the commonality of humanity in every person that I meet in and out of uniform has really shaped the inspiration and what I write and what I put in these books.
You know, like I said at the beginning, Yohani, it feels like you know, a lot of us that are on the outside looking in and don't really know much about you know, a life of service in the Army don't really know what it's like to be a soldier. Are there other soldiers you know that have similar passions for the arts and pursue them?
Yeah, so I have a great anecdote. I shared that I had published something in one of the training events that I was in, and immediately after, a soldier approached me, and he was like, oh, I'm writing a book. Can you help me out? And I was like, yes, for sure, and I gave him my number. So we're supposed to meet in a few days so that way I can coach him along through the writing and publishing process. And that was so fantastic that I experienced that. And there's way more soldiers out there that are creative just like me, not just in writing, but creative in video and photojournaling and different aspects of the creativity persona.
That's fantastic. What are some of the other aspects of Army service that might surprise people, that when they find out what it's really like to be a soldier, they're surprised by it?
Well, there's like over 200 specialties in the Army, and I find it fascinating, and I'm really grateful that we're able to pick the specialties that we want to embark on when we join the Army. I think that is amazing. I love and I've taken advantage of the educational benefits that I have. That's how I was able to get a master's degree program. And I love that the Army also has a lot of creative specialties as well, such as being part of the band, being able to sing, being in a journaling specialty, whether photojournalist or media journalist. And I think that is something that maybe not a lot of people know about the Army.
Well, if people want to learn more about the Army, where should they go?
They should go to Be All That You Can Be at GoArmy.com and read all about it there.
All right. Very good. Johanny, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. She is Command Sergeant Major Johanny Ortega, a published author and a soldier. Yes, he can do both. October is National Arts and Humanities Month. It is 8:46 now. Let's take a look at the weather forecast on this Tuesday morning.